Okay. Greg, would you like to... Oh, our chair, Stormy. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Stormy, you are in charge. And I see you have brought a weapon with you.
Yes, I have.
Okay, is your microphone turned on?
Yes, it is. I'm officially calling the ANC meeting of 1D to order on... Tell me the date. February the 5th. 2008, 7:02 p.m. For the record, let it show that Commissioners Greg Edward, Stormy Scott, Dave Bosserman, and Jack McKay are present. And we're going to start with the open discussion.
Well, does anybody...
Doesn't matter where
this,
we start.
This is the public discussion period where anybody can bring up whatever they want.
My name is David Sitomer. I was an ANC commissioner here in Mount Pleasant in the early 80s. I have three things that I'd like the commissioners to consider. You have to sponsor such things to get them on the agenda. And I have some discs covering those matters, if you pass those around. Informationally, which means I don't really have to talk about them a whole bunch right now. They are, in short, three issues. One has to do with adopting the honeybee as the official mascot of Mount Pleasant. I'm also asking the Mount Pleasant Business Association to share some of their great windfall so we can start teaching more beekeepers in the Rock Creek Park Basin. The second one, which is... Mary Bolton is with me today from Adams Morgan. The second one is to join a worldwide movement of banning plastic and paper.
But plastic for sure.
Well, I'm a tree hugger too, so and I have some notions about that on the disc. And the third one, for any you may have heard about it, about 2-3 months ago, DOT showed up at the Kilbourne 17th Street Gate, which was put up in 1997 after meetings in this very space and community input organized by Greg Nichols to take a position. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry.
At this time, let the record show that Commissioner Oliver Trundle is here.
Okay. Chair, can he speak about the gate? In response to the audience? No. Is it all right?
Can you, I have no idea what they're speaking of. They can speak of anything they want for their 3 minutes.
Does he have time left?
3 minutes. 3 minutes per person.
Okay, but he used some of his 3 minutes.
Okay, I must have missed your point.
Okay. All right.
Let the record show that Jane Czar is now present at 7:05, and Oliver Trundle came in at 7:04.
Claudia Schlossberg. I wanted to raise just a couple of issues. First, I want everyone here to know that tomorrow evening we are having a Mount Pleasant in Exile event. Because we cannot dance or play live music here in Mount Pleasant, we are congregating at Hades on Georgia Avenue, her other restaurant, where she in fact sells more food than booze because she does have live music. This event will be from 6 to 12, and Hades generously, as she did at the event we had at her place a couple weeks ago, donating a third of her proceeds to two neighborhood organizations here, Mount Pleasant and CASA. One of the very great things about having entertainment and using our restaurants as third spaces is that they become places where neighborhood groups can actually raise some funds. So it's a good thing. And I have some flyers, and I'll pass them out, and I have some more, but I have to tear them in half. Secondly, as many of you know, our hearing, the protest hearings are scheduled for February 13th at 10:15. This involves the request of Heidi and Don Jaime to terminate their nearly 10-year-old agreements with the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Alliance, which have not changed in 10 years. And their protest on the entertainment endorsements and the request to terminate. We are asking people to come to the hearing. We will need support. There's a lot of work going on now to prepare for the hearing. And we also, I want to say, we were very saddened that the ANC was dismissed from the case on technicalities last week, and I'm hoping that tonight that can be remedied. We really not only do the licensees and everybody else who's involved want to see the ANC represented in the case, but the board has indicated, again, that your role is very important. It will be important, given the legal standard, that we support a united position, one that gives the board some certainty that one of the legal criteria being the peace and good order of the neighborhood will not be harmed, or the determination of the MPNA agreement will not adversely affect the peace and good order. So it is important that there be some certainty. I know that the ANC is considering a resolution that kind of says you can have this or that or either or. I would really urge you to consider carefully how that will be viewed by the board. I know we're all on the same page and wanting the same thing, which is to get these onerous restrictive agreements lifted, put in place better mechanisms where we can come together as a community to resolve problems.
Thank you.
One of the things being considered tonight has to do with the voluntary agreements. I'm sure somebody has mentioned it once or twice. It's a struggle that's been going on a long time, and key to everything is the ability to eliminate the existing VA. And unless that happens, anything else that gets done is a moot point. That's where the big struggle is. I hope the ANC will back the efforts to remove the old VA.
Okay. My friend, Mr. Mudd.
Hi, my name's Steve Mudd. I just wanted to address the, I haven't seen it, but apparently I heard it was published on the Mount Pleasant Forum that the AMP Mudd 8 never contacted ABRA concerning Corrado's protest hearing, and that was not true. We sent in faxes and emails the day before to several people, Fred Musali, Martha Jenkins, Maria Delaney, and we presented our reasons why we thought that ABRA was not a fair forum, and I just wanted to correct that factual error.
No one else?
Can I have 10 more seconds?
Oh, no, you can't have 10 more seconds.
You can have a whole minute.
I just wanted to say that in the...
David Sotone. The disc that I handed out, I wanted to make sure that everybody got one and let you know that our numbers are there and we're available to talk about those things. I, however, am leaving for Florida in the morning. I'll be back by the 15th.
Mr. Vaca, would you like to say anything before public discussion closes?
Always happy to hear from Jim Graham's office.
All right. Well, first of all, we have coming up the oversight hearings for the agencies that are under the Committee on Public Works and the Environment. We welcome people's testimony at those events. Those agencies are, see if I can remember them all, Department of Motor Vehicles, Taxicab Commission, Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, WMATA, the Transit Commission, which handles interstate buses and cabs, the Department of Public Works, the Department of Transportation, the Water and Sewer Authority, the Washington Aqueduct, the ABC Board, ABRA, and have I forgotten any at this point? I think maybe one or two smaller agencies as well, like the Soil and Water Conservation District, but I think I hit the list. The DMV, Taxi Commission, and WMATSE oversight hearings are scheduled for February 26th. I don't have the rest of the dates off the top of my head, but if you contact our office, we can sign anyone up who wants to testify. What? These are oversight hearings. Any issue that relates to how the agency did its job in the previous year and how you think it should do its job in the coming year are eligible. Well, the only ones I've got off the top of my head are Department of Motor Vehicles, the Taxi Commission, Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Commission are February 26th. If you contact our office, we can give you the time and dates for hearing you're interested in. And on a related subject, one issue that will be coming up at the DMV oversight hearing is courtesy of Jack McKay. First, the issue of people parking with residential parking permits closer than the 40-foot limit during the off-peak hours, where you keep people apparently still keep getting tickets for that even though it's permissible. So one, we're going to bring that issue up. But secondly, there's been, from what we've heard from people that Jack has spoken to, a great deal of delay in actually getting these issues adjudicated. Yours took one day short of 6 months. Is that it?
What David is referring to is that if you deny a ticket, it'll be 6 months before you hear back whether your denial was accepted or not.
Which we don't find acceptable. So that's another issue we're going to want to bring up at the DMV oversight hearing. And we actually have heard people who've waited longer than 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Well, here's one, but we have one guy who hasn't heard his result yet from denying the ticket, and he's closing in on 9 months. What was yours? That's impressive.
Well, what's worrisome is that if you're still waiting for a response from DMV, and then the cycle comes up for renewing your registration, yeah, supposedly they've got that ticket on hold, so they will allow you to renew your registration despite the ticket. But you cannot trust these people.
Yes, supposedly anything that you've denied shouldn't, or have in adjudication, shouldn't pop up on your an attempt to renew a registration or a license. I don't think I'd want to be the one to test that. It could be, you know, if you try and it doesn't work, you know, there is, it can be dealt with, but it's going to be a lot of a hassle if it doesn't work right the first time.
Well, it'd be great if we could reduce that lag time to like 1 month instead of six.
We have hopes. So if any of those issues or there's any of those agencies you have some issue you think it's relevant for the oversight, you know, we'd be glad to have you.
Where do we look to find the schedule for the other agencies?
It should be available through the council calendar online, or you can just ask our office and we can give you a date and time. You'd probably want to call us anyway because that's how you would sign up to be assured of the right to testify. Councilmember Graham, as a matter of personal policy, will allow drop-in testimony. If you sign up in advance, you're guaranteed a spot, and you're also not going to go last. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Yes, if you're unable to attend in person, we do accept written testimony. Generally speaking, written testimony is due the day following the meeting as well, because it takes us some time to prepare the record anyway, so we can give you a little extra time.
Okay. Just to let you know, I wasn't trying to cut you off from speaking. I was going to tell you to get the mic so we could see what you were asking. Okay. No, I can see that. Okay, we're still on public discussion. Is anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
Hi, this is Heidi from Heidi. And I'm here tonight to us. Support RC license. I leave on Friday and Saturday Have I like music up to two?
My. I want the same thing.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Any further public discussion? No one? Okay, moving right along. Has everyone received the secretary's report for the minutes of meeting January 22nd?
The minutes for the 22nd meeting were set out on the 24th. Are there any corrections to the minutes for the meeting of the 22nd? I see no corrections.
No corrections, and the minutes will be accepted.
Thank you.
Treasurer's report.
Hi, we would like to have approved the quarterly report tonight because it's due by February 28th. So I will circulate what we have and then ask for the appropriate parties to provide their signatures. Also, do we have the notary coming at 9 so that we can get the bank? We can't write any checks right now until we get this security fund thing taken care of. The security fund thing includes a copy of the current bank signature card, and we have to get it updated with the change of officers, and the notary will come at 9. So everyone, please stick around. There's also some things that have to be signed just as formalities to send in the quarterly report. So... and also, Jack asked me specifically to find out whether we got the allotment for the last quarter of last year, and we did. What we lost was, for the first quarter, it was $12.80 for 07, and that was because credit cards were not allowed, and ANC paid for something with the credit card. That policy has changed, but we couldn't reimburse them, so maybe we could figure out how to reimburse them. The second got full. Second quarter. The third got $2,993.88, and the fourth got full. So here we are.
No, I'm sorry. That was not my question.
Oh, well.
My question was, we're supposed to get an allotment from the district every quarter. Right. And between May of 2007 and January of 2008, we got nothing. We are missing two of those quarterly allotments.
Oh, really?
And I am afraid, I mean, that's between $9,000 and $10,000. I'm afraid that that money has been forfeited due to the failure of our previous treasurer to provide the quarterly reports on time.
Okay, wait a minute. Between May 2007 and when 2008? January? We got nothing?
That's correct.
The bank statements, the last one you sent out, which was today, I think, said we got like $4,000 or $5,000, right?
Yes, that was the recent one. But we're missing the two preceding quarterly allotments.
Okay, we should have gotten, like I said, I don't know where I put it.
Well,
we should have gotten the
full. The question is because it's when Joe was.
No, I asked specific. I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking Jack. He's speaking of that time doing the mix-up with Joe.
So that would be the second and third quarter. We only lost one quarter last year.
No, we're short two quarterly allotments, and. The DC code says if at the end of the fiscal year you don't have your quarterly reports in, your allotments are forfeited.
Right. I asked them. I called them the auditor yesterday, and I accidentally called you again yesterday as the auditor. I thought you were the auditor. And it said we got the full for the second. We got $21,998.88 for the third, which is partial, and we got full. So we lost half of one quarter, and we should have them. So I have to track down the money. Right? Okay. I'll get back to you on that.
Yes.
I spoke to the auditor several months ago, and he said that if there's a good chance that if we appeal some of the rulings that we could get a restitution. And so I wonder if, I don't think it would take as much time if we would pass a quick resolution asking them to clarify the situation. And if they have been withdrawn, say that we have we've gone through a lot of changes and we plead to restore the funding.
Jack.
Yeah, this is the bank account for the past year. May 2, 2007, we have $4,200 in. January 4, 2008, we have $5,441 in. Between May of 2007 and January of this year, we got nothing. So those are two quarterly allotments which are missing, and we need to find out where those lost, were those forfeited, or can we get them back by having filed the appropriate reports?
Right. Well,
so, Jane, you're going to look into that and have an answer for us?
Yeah, according to what they told me by phone, they owe us money. So I just got to make sure they deposit it. And may, interest, if we can.
May I press the point with a motion that we consider this motion right now out of order as a new business, and that we ask the auditor for a written report about what has happened, and to plead that we had some problems, but we've cleaned them up, and please restore any allotments we've missed.
Discussions on that?
You need a second to the motion.
You get a second to the motion?
I second.
Thank you, Jack.
Discussion. Jack?
Yeah, I really think we need to have our treasurer speak to the auditor and find out what the situation is, and then decide what action to take.
Then I will, with your permission, Jane, I would withdraw the motion.
Okay, I'll keep everybody updated. I'll call the auditor tomorrow and find out where our money is and if we could get restitution for our derelictions.
So I would propose that motion be tabled until a second February meeting, by which time we'll find out this answer, and then we can deal with it.
I accept the friendly amendment then.
I think everybody's in agreement with that. Are we finished with the Treasury report?
I think we need a show of hands on that.
All those in favor of having the situation tabled until Jane has time to speak to the auditor, let him show by a sign of your hand. 6-0 in favor. Thank you.
Before we close this topic, we need to approve the quarterly report so everyone can sign it tonight. So I have the stats here. Do you want me to read them out and then pass them around? We could vote on it later, or do you want me to just read it out and we could vote on it now?
We can vote on it now.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I do have this on display. And I asked you earlier, is the spreadsheet I sent you, have you changed that?
There was just one allotment that you gave a date for that might be slightly modified. It was for Maria Guzman on $12,507, $75 for interpreting. I know you put $224, and I have a copy of all the excerpts of the resolution.
Well, let's take a quick look at that.
It's $10,207 also, personal service, and she's mentioned specifically in those minutes. So.
Oh, I understand. But the issue there was that was a makeup check because she failed to cash the first one, so that was a replacement. So that was a little confused. I just wanted to go over the numbers and let everybody see. This is our starting balance at the beginning of the quarter. There were no receipts during the quarter because we got no quarterly allotment. These are our expenditures totaling $653. And that adjustment there is for a check that hadn't been cashed in the previous quarter, so I had to take it off the sum this quarter. And the ending balance, the ending sum, matches the current checkbook balance.
And if we're given the money that we're owed, it's going to be at least $8,000 more. So
let's focus. I mean, the immediate issue is approving this quarterly report. So I want the commissioners to understand what's in this quarterly report so that we can vote sensibly on it.
Question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Greg.
I believe we can also put in amendments later if we find other things. And yes, and in which case I would really like to suggest we approve it and then look at it and put in amendments later. So I move that we approve this now with the idea that we will come back if there's any need for amendments.
Second?
I second.
All those in favor? Show of hands. Okay. 5-1 in favor.
The one being?
With Jack Abstaining?
I wanted to continue, but that's okay. I have been outnumbered. I will be a sore loser.
Okay. So, now we vote on accepting the quarterly report?
We've already voted on it.
I mean, on the the treasury report altogether? Or do we have to do that?
No. We've already approved the quarterly.
Okay, so we're on to old business. Is that next on the agenda or deciding what we're going to
I propose
do?
It's an agenda discussion. I'd like to suggest as consent items the Jack's authorization to be the representative of, and you had another one, Jack, that looked like it was consent. File for
we got two resolutions which ought to be really quite easy. Do we have any committee reports to consider?
Jane?
The Education Committee? I would like to give an update on it, if I could. I went to Bancroft and talked to Faye and explained where I'd been for the past 5 years. And told her that there's an education committee and that at least one of our constituents came to a meeting during public comment, expressed interest in us sponsoring some sort of event like a book fair or book contest, and asked what their needs might be that we could, you know, help fulfill. And so Faye told me to get in touch with Fred Soloway, who's the head of the PTA. And I talked to him a couple times, and he mentioned some concrete things, because I said there were problems before in just giving out sort of grants or things like that, and that we needed accurate documentation for the items that were given for educational purposes. And so I'm going to meet also with him and the science teacher there. But they said they needed a thing like either for the library a table or a lab sort of bench for the science to sort of build up the lab. And we also talked about the possibility of getting experimental kits and sort of educational resources for the science facilities for the labs. But nothing concrete has happened, so I would like to ask for, and I've also talked to other people on the commission and people who are working with nonprofits to see if also they desired resources maybe for educational outreach and legal research and stuff for things that affected the our community. And I heard that there was general interest about that. So I would like to propose putting some money into the educational committee. And as long as we can have like $5,000 or $10,000, as long as we could have documentation, you know, invoices for the things for these endeavors for public education, then we could allot it for that. So that's my update and that's my proposal.
Hey, Jane, I'm very impressed. I like what you've done so far. Let me know if you can use my help. Are there any further committee reports? No? Okay. So we're moving on to consent items then?
Well, does that mean we get the money?
I think we should consider a motion under new business, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. So I see you have new business up now. Are we doing consent items or are we just moving to a new business?
I had proposed that we take the two top items of ABC board representation and reinstatement as protest and as consent items.
Okay. I would like to have authorization to represent. When we went to the ABC board last week, I was not permitted to speak for the ANC because I did not have explicit authorization by the ANC to provide the representation. This takes care of that.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to second both. Under the consent approach, we would consider both as one motion.
Then let me go into
this.
The second one. The first one is the authorization, just so that I can speak for the ANC at the ABC board. The second is reinstatement as protestant because ABC board claims that they did not receive our protest to the entertainment endorsements on time. And I can prove that I faxed it to ABC. They cannot find the fax. I want to present that as proof that, yes, it was sent to them, and if they can't find the facts, then it's their responsibility that they think we were late when, in fact, it was on time. This is simply a resolution to provide the evidence and request reinstatement, which I am quite sure that they will allow.
I gather that's a second to my motion.
It's already been seconded. Do we have any discussion? Jane?
About either one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just wondering if, no offense, because I think you'd be great representing the ANC, and you probably will be the one because, you know, you're invested. But I was wondering if we could expand it to say that any member of the ANC, not that I'm trying to jump on this train, but, I mean, Greg has represented in the past, and, you know, he might feel compelled to maybe participate, co-participate. Does it have to be limited to one? And I don't know the law or anything. Just to make it more representational.
Well, I just want to say to that, I've always felt that those who do a job best should be the ones that do the job. And I don't know, I can't say it any other way. I think that Jack and Greg present well. I've seen them in public. I've seen them in private. I've seen them when they didn't know I was seeing them. And I think they handle that very well. Do I want to go do it? No. But if I had to, I probably would shake and shiver. But these two gentlemen handled well, and I have complete trust in them and what they do. Greg.
Let me say that about 2 months ago, when Jack and I were present at a meeting, I went to Laverne Fletcher with Jack with me and cleared that and told her, she's an officer of the ABC board, and said that events may transpire where I will be forced to drop out and nominated him. And I was told that that could be done just by him, by me sending notice and him showing up. So it was a surprise that having received assurances from a substantial officer that they did this. But I'd like to suggest that that we move on and approve these two resolutions as a consent item immediately. May I move the question?
Did you want to say something, Jack? I understand.
I just want to confirm that this came as a great surprise to all of us because they had never told us that that whoever was going to represent this ANC at the ABC board either had to be the chair or had to have a letter of authorization. That was just a stunner to all of us.
Okay. Well, if the chair has to be there, I'll go, but I'm not talking.
You have some other questions.
Jane, wait, Oliver.
I just have a quick question as to who was the representative before that. If Greg was, what happened that he didn't show up there? So
Greg,
give us
an
explanation as to what happened.
Well, I'd be pleased to discuss that with you in private. But the main thing is that I had set the situation up so that I thought there would be a smooth transition should events transpire where this would occur, and it did not work. And let me also say that I've been going to these meetings for the ABC board for many years, and they want clarity in who's representing. I've talked with them, and they'll take a lot of other points of view, et cetera, but they want clarity on who is the point person.
Okay. Can we now vote on this and push on? Okay.
Please, take the vote.
Okay. Do we want roll call on this or a show of hands?
Show of hands.
Okay. All those who agree with this with a show of hands?
With the two resolutions.
With the two resolutions. Okay. Wonderful. 6-0. We're moving right along.
Jack has prepared two other resolutions as a result of a great deal of discussion over the that's actually been going back for over a year and a half. And I would like to permission. I move that the commission consider these two resolutions as priority items.
Okay, Jack.
Which would you like to consider first?
Your choice, Jack.
Let's go with the permitting live music.
It appears that there's general approval to that.
I think this is the most important item on the agenda tonight. It is. Shall I make the motion?
Sure.
Resolve that ANC1D advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to accept the cooperative agreement developed by here Mount Pleasant, including the late hour limits on live music and live entertainment, but only with the proviso that those limits should automatically expire at the end of 1 year if there is no strong proof that there has been significant degradation of peace, order, and quiet in the area directly attributable to live music and live entertainment offerings by the licensees. ANC1D further advises the ABC Board to terminate any voluntary slash cooperative agreements that fail to permit dancing, cover charges, and live music and entertainment as described above.
I second, and I'd like to ask a question. Jack, we worked out another bit of language instead of accept. Did you bring that with you?
I thought this was the latest. Well, I'm sorry, what are you concerned about? This was your last phone call last night.
Yes, and you sent me another one, and I changed it. And you changed it after that discussion.
It was after 9 o'clock, and my brain had gone to sleep. What are you questioning at this point? Remind me.
Well, I would like to, since there were changes to both of those, perhaps the commission can discuss some other items, and I'll go and get the copy of the other one. It was sent out to everybody and was posted on the website.
How much difference is it of this one that's posted here now?
There are substantial differences.
I'm sorry, Greg. I thought this was the latest.
No, it's not.
Well, I guess if the commission wants to allow the time to get the other one up, it's fine. As long as it's not going to take a lot of time.
It won't take. I'll go and get it right now.
There's a document called Notes for February 5 meeting.
Okay. But there was a subsequent one. Thank you.
What do we have, Jack, that we can go to? Anything at all while we're waiting?
But we might as well have a discussion of this one while we're waiting for Greg to return. We might as well open this to the public.
Okay, I'm going to allow this, but in the future, I would like people who want to speak in public discussion to be present when it's time for public discussion. I'm a new chair, and I'm a stickler for time. Okay, so where's the person or people who want to speak now? Okay.
Yeah, wait for the microphone.
Only in reference to Greg's...
Rick Mizumi.
Greg's statement that the last version was posted on the website.
Could you back up just a second? State your name for the record, please.
Rick Mizumi.
Did you? Okay.
I just copied the website within the last hour and a half, and it's identical to that text that you have up there, so...
Looks like the same one to me, and I don't see any problem with it.
Okay, so do we have anything else we can go to? Anything else anybody out there would like to discuss? Marriages, weddings coming up?
No, she's not saying she's going to spend this money. She's saying that she thinks that the Education Committee should be able to spend that money. And of course, there has to be specification when they actually do spend that money. So this is a budgetary item. That's more or less what Jane mentioned before. I'm not sure whether you were here at that time.
I just personally think that science literacy is an important thing to participate in as a citizen in society. You know, like we could get water testing kits, get kids to test the water pollution in the Potomac. You know, just keep an eye on the environment. Keep an eye on like laws that are being formulated and for pollution.
It went there.
Jack, how do I get DDOT to pave our alley? And put up a children at play sign. I begged them. I think I'm going to give out the number and the email link, the email address to that to the man that you gave me at DDOT.
You know, I've only seen one children at play sign towards the alley.
I know. It's awesome. All right, I would like to propose this resolution, the Education Committee Funding and Budget. It is hereby resolved that $10,000 be allotted for funding public education, I think I want to put efforts there, and local nonprofit endeavors for enhancing the literacy, writing skills, and analysis of issues of concern to Mount Pleasant. Rationale. We support enhancing vital living skills in our community, and this is one way to further that effort.
Now you need a second, doesn't she, Jack? Okay, I second. Discussion?
We haven't had working committees here for a while, so I'm not sure. Just what constitutes a committee. Can residents be part of this committee, or does it have to be only commissioners?
The function of committees is to encourage public input to ANC proceedings. So committees are essentially a vehicle for people to participate in ANC affairs. They are not really executive agencies. It's not as if we can delegate committees a responsibility to do anything. So I'm not sure what this resolution would in fact accomplish. It seems to be writing a blank check to a committee, and we don't know who's on this committee, and we don't know quite what it's going to do. I don't think this can fly.
Well, I'm thinking that this is just a rough idea of a budget of what the committee, whatever they were going to do or would want to do, the budget amount that they could spend up to. But when it comes down to it, they would have to have a budgeted, itemized presentation for us. Greg is now back. Do you have what you need, Jack?
Well, we do have a resolution on the floor.
Can we call a vote on it?
Everybody finished discussing it?
Well, Greg really hasn't had a chance to see this.
Although, let me just say, the way that we've tried to do it with other committees is that we have a public meeting and we have an intake and get ideas about things and some discussion that goes on. So that the the commission then has heard from a lot of different people ahead of time, and then we put together a proposal for the kinds of things that the committee can do. And I think also we'll probably want the commission to have other members of the committee, like the Commercial Corridor Committee has 3 members. I would like to say that if you would like my help in having a meeting for education, I will support you and do some work with you to put on. I'm limited in what I can do, Jane, right now, but I will volunteer to do that because I'm used to putting on large numbers of meetings around here, and I think you certainly have put on a big meeting, or a few, but with. Perhaps we could work together on getting a meeting to do that. So I would like to suggest, I would like to move that we table this for the moment and start a public consultation process. And it could take place relatively fast in a few weeks.
Do you want to take that suggestion, or do we want to vote for this now, Jane?
I will second the motion to table.
Okay. I would like to vote on it now so I could move forward with the Bancroft stuff. It doesn't preclude meeting with you.
I understand.
All right.
Okay, we got 2 that want a table. So how do I do this? Do I just take the vote for who?
The discussion of the motion to table comes first.
Okay. So all those who want a table.
Well, discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to discuss the motion for table. Discussion.
I really think this is not well thought out. It needs a whole lot more work before we can consider it seriously. $10,000 is an awful lot of money, and it's not at all clear to me what we're going to do with it. It should be noted also that if we are talking about doing grants, then there's a whole separate mechanism for doing grants.
I see this just as an overall budgetary cap.
I don't think it's going to be very controversial to be able to commit some funds to some science kits and maybe a laboratory table for Bancroft. I could certainly come back with particular items before any of the money is allotted, and I think Stormy suggested that this is just an allotment, a budgetary allotment, and that if we indeed want to expend the funds, then I should come back with particular proposals. But unless we have money put in the budget, I really am not empowered to go back to Bancroft and say, well, what do you need? It's more like, well, I'm hoping that we'll get some, but I'm not sure, but what do you need? So this is just to move forward, and I can come back before spending any money. This isn't a blank check to say, okay, this money's been allotted. These are some of the endeavors that we would like funded. We would like the okay of the ANC, you know,
okay,
before any checks are written or commitment of funds.
Okay, Jack.
I think one of our duties at the start of the year is to establish a budget, an annual budget for the ANC. And if that's what we're doing, we should do it, rather than doing it piecemeal.
Okay.
But again, the motion on the table is on the floor at the moment is to table. And I think this just needs a whole lot more thought before
we proceed. Okay. Can I get a show of hands of all those in favor to table it? Okay, we got 4-2 to table it. But we can move on.
What if I reduce the amount to 2,000 so I could at least start something with Bancroft?
No, don't reduce it. We're just going to revisit it. It's a good thing. We're going to definitely come back to it. Just, we need to move on and get that other one done. No, it's not defeated. It's just tabled for the moment. It's not defeated. Don't go negative.
Okay, here I have my text above, the text Greg just brought in below.
Jack, may I ask that you withdraw the first version and go with the one that we had discussed, or just accept this as a friendly amendment?
Can you tell me where the difference is that we're...
The first form refers specifically to the Here Mount Pleasant cooperative agreement. The second does not. Is that the only difference, Greg?
Well, you wrote the thing last night, and so there are several. I think there are several differences that you put in, and so in keeping with our discussion and our agreement that this is the one we would jointly work on.
Well, since Greg is making the motion, I think it's appropriate that we should use his text and not worry about it.
No. I would like to see a redlined version between the two.
Which version is this one?
So he's accepted my friendly amendment.
Yes. I mean, we should be dealing with Greg's text, not with... It's nearly a matter of the starting point. The bottom, the second part. And I'm about to move that.
So would you just post that one so we don't have the further confusion? And there are two that I brought in on the stick. Yeah.
Okay, the motion is resolved that ANC Wendy advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to accept voluntary / cooperative agreements which permit dancing, cover charges, live music, and live entertainment. Resolved further that ANC Wendy accepts the termination hour limits specified in the Here Mount Pleasant Agreement with the proviso that those limits should automatically expire at the end of 1 year if there is no strong proof that there has been significant degradation of peace, order, and quiet in the area directly attributable to live music and live entertainment offerings by the licensees. ANC Wendy further advises the ABC Board to terminate any voluntary / cooperative agreements that fail to permit dancing, cover charges, and live music and entertainment as described above, with the rationale following.
I second this motion.
Discussion, Jane.
So the only difference is instead of specifying what those terms are, it just defers, right, to those terms that are outlined in the Here Mount Pleasant. That's the only difference.
There are subtle differences. Let's not worry about the differences. Let's just consider the text at hand.
Well, isn't that important? Why isn't it important? I mean, why can't you guys just either show a redline version or specify what the changes are and the reasons why? Because we all looked at the other one.
Okay. We just need to... If this is the one that's being presented. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we just need to look at this now. And your discussion is on this one now, so we can move on for the vote.
Seeing as we've been involved in this for a year and a half, and if there's no specific discussion, I move to the vote.
No further discussion.
Is there any dispute about the contents of this?
No, there's just it's you know, you put in 9 hours in an office and you come and you just like if you're prepared to discuss some things, it just makes it easier if the differences aren't, you know, transparency really helps when you have a stressful life. I'm just saying, yeah. Transparency is the theme you guys rely on sometimes when it behooves you. But let's just keep it as the status quo, okay?
Well,
so next time just redline when you're coming in with the
resolution.
Okay.
No.
No more talk.
We have no more further discussion. It's a vote on the resolution presented before us. Do we want to roll call it, or is it a show of hands?
I wonder, I would love to hear from Oliver. I mean, you're the new guy on the block here.
Yeah, if you look at the Greg's resolution, it says no type, is it termination of hour limits? So that means there's no time limit for the...
Well, if I could explain that.
Yeah.
Rick and Claudia negotiated long and hard about the termination times for live music and live entertainment.
That's right.
And they came up with this compromise that it would be midnight on weekdays. It'd be 1:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and 2 a.m. on 6 special nights of the year. Is that correct, Rick?
That's correct.
Yes. So this essentially endorses that agreement, that compromise, but temporarily, because if no problems can be shown as a consequence of having live music on the street. Why should there be any hour limits at all? Why should they be required to shut down at midnight if the live music isn't causing a problem in the neighborhood? And the answer is, we have no right. The voluntary agreements are basically a way for neighbors to minimize disturbances caused them by the businesses. And if they can't show that live music, not merely the restaurant being open, but live music per se, is causing them a problem, then there's no reason in the world why they should force the live music to terminate at midnight. So we agreed, Greg and I agreed, to include this proviso that those hours limitations automatically expire if no one can show that live music is really causing degradation of peace, order, and quiet in the neighborhood.
So basically we are going to experiment this we'll experiment the issue of no time limit for a period of 1 year and then see if there are problems, then we have to change that, or?
Well, what the ABC board wants is a one-year trial.
Okay.
Basically, they want to allow live music for 1 year, and then we can all find out, is it a problem, is it not? I think Greg and I are working on the assumption that live music per se is not the problem. So we expect a one-year trial to confirm that live music does not degrade peace, order, and quiet in the neighborhood. On the other hand, if we're wrong, you know, if it turns out that live music is a big problem and it is disturbing the neighborhood, then the opposite takes place, that one would be more stringent on the hours. But that's another
Dave?
Yeah, I think this looks good, and it sounds good. We have to be on the lookout for how do we determine if live music does or does not cause a problem, because other people will be ascribing all kinds of things to the fact that we have live music.
Madam Chair.
Greg.
That's why we came to the... first of all, I spoke to Fred Masoli several times about 2 years or something like that, and he said the board had never done 2 years, and that... it would be better for us to stick with their current practice, because it would be difficult to convince them to go against stare decisis, or you know what they're used to. And secondly, that's why, and it was Jack's idea to put in the term directly attributable, which I thought was a good one. And we worked on the language so that it says strong proof. And so this is the result, and I've discussed it with quite a few other people about what we should be doing. This is the product of just huge amounts of time. And so that's the reason I'm happy to give an explanation to the thing, but I think this embodies, there are lots of things here that I'd rather not have had, but so this represents an earnest attempt to compromise and to move forward. So I would like to, if possible, I hope we can now vote and get this behind us.
Okay, discussion is over. We're ready to vote. Jane, you've had a chance to speak.
I just wanted to thank Greg for clarifying that.
Okay. Thank you, Greg, for your clarification. And I'm so happy to be able to get to the vote. All right. We want to do this with a roll call.
Let's do the roll call. Yes, ma'am.
Jack?
Votes yes.
Jane?
Yes.
Dave?
Dave, yes.
Stormy, yes. Oliver?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Yes!
Unanimous.
6-0 in favor.
Oh, Lord.
Now we move on to the second one. I think this is an historic moment for our neighborhood.
You wouldn't believe how long and hard we have fought for this. This was the first issue that came to me when I started as an ANC commissioner 5 years ago. And this is the culmination of 5 years of agony. And thank you to Rick Masumi for being the guiding light in all of this, the driving force. And thank you to Claudia and Here My Pleasant, because they are really the ones who made this happen. Thank you very much.
And trust me, ANC going to be watching them folks is going to want to try to determine that the music is causing all the issues. I'm going to start rolling up here in my wheelchair and see what's going on.
Jack, the second one also has, we changed that too. So would you go to the...
No.
Okay, Greg, would you like, or Stormy, you're in charge. How about having Greg read this one?
Okay, Greg, read this one.
Okay, this was, again, another long joint effort. Resolved that ANC1D agrees to withdraw its protest of liquor license renewal and entertainment endorsement upon the acceptance of either its version A agreement modeled on the Here My Pleasant CA or its version B agreement modeled on the Always My Pleasant CA. By the licensees and the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Resolve further that the licensees may switch from one agreement to the other upon request if both versions have been accepted by the ABC Board.
So this says the protest is withdrawn if the owners and the ABC Board accept the voluntary agreement.
Wait a minute. We got to get a second before discussion.
I will second.
Discussion now, Dave.
Is that the essence of this?
Yes.
I thought that was automatic. And once they accepted the voluntary agreement, everything was over.
Just there are possibilities that things may occur, and this, when we read through the complete text of all the things we've been looking at, this, it appears this will close some of the problems, and we can, and I think it's anyway. This is in keeping with the idea of some choice too.
Further discussion. No further discussion. Can we take it?
We already have a resolution about two different versions, which they can freely choose from.
Yes, but this just clarifies it in a few ways. May I call for a vote?
Rick Masumi wanted to say something. Is that okay?
No.
Then I cannot vote if I can't hear from the expert.
Okay. Would the commission like to hear from Mr. Masumi? The commission,
yes,
would like to hear from. Can you get a microphone, please?
I just am unaware of whether your version A, which is said to be modeled on the Here Mount Pleasant VA or CA, is actually identical to, because we may, I mean,
if I may,
yes,
it will be identical to. It will simply refer specifically to the ANC as the protestant. But
okay.
All the provisions will be identical, yes.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
And thank you, Rick.
Are we ready for the vote now? All those in favor of this resolution, by show of hands? Well, hold on. Okay. Okay, 4-2 in favor. Motion carries.
Note that Dave and Jane are in opposition. I want to confirm the vote for the record.
Dave and Jane, opposition.
Does this supersede the last resolution we just voted on?
No.
How could it not? They seem mutually exclusive. I mean, what?
These are ANC voluntary agreements. The other one referred to the Here Mount Pleasant voluntary agreement.
They're all resolutions that we passed that we endorse them. So now we endorse
two separate things, and discussion is over, and the vote is over.
Jack, would you show us any new business?
I'm sorry?
I'm curious. Madam Chair, would you allow me to ask a question of Jack?
You can ask the question.
Jack, what else do we have lined up for this evening?
Well, there was... Dave, are you ready to proceed with the support for tenant open co-op conversions?
Well, I was expecting someone to be here tonight, and they are not, so we have no more information than we had before.
So you would rather delay this till another time?
I would like to ask the commissioners if they need more information.
Jay. Is this now, who owns this land right now? Is this public property? And it's getting conveyed, because, you know, I think of charter schools. Nonprofits are great, but if, you know, Greg has already expressed his concern about flipping property. Because
yes,
you know, I mean, I know the man of vote was unpopular your side, but I think it's an issue worthy of discussion that we passed a resolution that we wouldn't convert public to private property as long as there's a public need for it. I realize this is for low-income housing, but there's a process where once the, you know, if it's low-income housing and the city keeps the lease, it can also be used for public property in the future, and there's protection for it. But if this is going from public to private property, albeit nonprofit or whatever, then that property, like charter schools, can likely be flipped for market price with nothing that kicks.
I do believe this is from a private to a cooperative or a condo arrangement. However, we don't know how long these units will be kept in a low-income status.
So would the people that you were waiting for to come tonight, would they have been able to answer that question?
Yes.
Madam Chair.
So I get... Greg?
I move we table this.
Yeah,
that's
what
sure
I was getting ready to say. We should table it. So
we don't have to table it. There's been no resolution.
It hasn't been moved yet. We're just having an informal discussion.
Okay.
And I think it's clear that we don't want to take this up at this time. Is that correct, Dave? That's correct. Thank you. I don't have anything more unless you want to consider your...
No. I would like to... yes, let's put it on because I would like to ask the commission's permission to withdraw this indefinitely.
I think that's a good choice.
To withdraw which?
The request for legal
assistance. Legal assistance for alcoholic beverage issues. Greg has moved to withdraw. I second the motion.
Can we get a vote on it? Discussion, I'm sorry. Discussion? I know you have some, Jane.
I just want to encourage, I think the ramp, the self-policing community thing is a very good idea, and I know that Greg has worked really hard on this and believes in it. And I think the ANC, I'm not authorizing this, but the ANC should be supportive of a nonprofit in the community that seeks to sort of educate about this process. And, I just want to say that it's worthy of support in some capacity. Not necessarily this, but some capacity.
Okay.
Vote.
Excuse me, can I get a vote? All those in favor?
In favor.
Excuse me. Okay.
All those in...
The what?
This is the motion to withdraw the
motion to withdraw the previous...
Yes. Resolution.
What resolution that was up there, not this one. All those in favor, show of hands. 6-0. Motion passes.
Madam Chair, seeing no other business, may I move for adjournment?
Seeing no further business, yes. We are now stand adjourned at, what is that, 8:16 p.m.?
Okay, we do have to wait for the notary.
Notary public, yes.